Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Joining us at this time on the Big Fred Tuesday is Jo Muhlberger, Deputy Managing Director of European Film Promotion. He will be talking with us about EFP's long-standing program Producers on the Move, which is taking place online this year from the 17th to the 21st of May. Jo, welcome to the Big Fred Tuesday.
Thank you very much, Matt. Pleasure to be here.
Jo, let's start real simple. Would you be able to introduce us to Producers on the Move? Maybe tell us a bit about its history and mission statement.
Producers on the Move is a program of European film promotion. We started more than 20 years ago. It was in the year 2000 at the Cannes Film Festival. Those days back, there were not that many initiatives aimed for networking producers, bringing producers together, bringing them in on a table and making them talk about their international co-productions. Of course, there had been international co-productions between European producers for a very long time, but there were no structures to help and to create a network between those producers from Europe for the time being. So there were like national co-production meetings between France, Germany, or other countries. But on a European level, there was nothing. And therefore, this was the reason why we said, okay, this could be something interesting. And we got the feedback from the producers. Yeah, we know, of course, the films of the partners from the other countries, but we hadn't had the chance to meet. And we just organized a big table and we said, okay, join us at the table and we're going to introduce you to each other. And it was immediately a huge success that the producers joining in were so happy to have this opportunity.
How many producers do take part? And also, what is the criteria, the selection criteria there?
So we have nowadays 20 producers from 20 different countries. So we said, like, this is a number of producers you can scope. You can be introduced into to get to know to each other in a program of 5 days. We normally do have during the Cannes Film Festival physically in Cannes, but now we do have it online. And this is a number of people you can really start to get to know when you're going to meet. Therefore, we had to limit, because we have 37 member countries in our network in European film promotion. So there were always some we needed to ask or left out, so to say. Therefore, we created criteria for the selection of the producers on the move. And one of the main criteria is that the producer coming to join in Producers on the Move shall have experience in an international co-production already. Because we also felt that it is really crucial that you have already run through the process of an international co-producing process, signing contracts and discussing and finding ways to navigate the problems you definitely have as if you start an international co-production. So this was one of our main criteria, and there are other criteria such as distribution experience, that you also know what it is about, that if a festival receives distribution, what's about the revenues, what about the, also if you read the contracts, the for international co-production, do you fulfill the criteria if the distribution starts in a country which is officially not the country which is foreseen for a premiere, from international premiere, from the fund you're getting money from. So all this kind of obstacles you have to navigate as a producer for an international co-production. Therefore, it makes sense to have this experience if you enter a room meeting your peers, so you know what you're talking about if you talk to a partner from a neighboring country, because you went through this obstacles.
Yeah, you're more or less on the same level. No one is really left out of any conversation. And exactly. Looking at this year's selection too, like you said, I'm looking at 20 producers from 20 different countries. Half of this year's participants are women. And I'm also seeing producers that work within a wide range of genres, including animation. And some of the producers actually are quite established and have worked on award-winning films, including Another Round, this year's Oscar winner. So it's pretty good. And so I think you mentioned it. Speaking of recent times, you mentioned that Producers on the Move usually takes place physically in person in Cannes at the Cannes Film Festival. Wonderful, obviously. Events to showcase and network. But this year, as a result of the pandemic, it has had to move online. So this is kind of a broad question, but what are the challenges of making that transition from the physical world to the digital online world?
Definitely the biggest challenge is the the vibration that you have between, or the chemistry between two people if they meet. And now this between the participants, because as we all know, you're joining this video conferences, you're presented on screen and you have just like a frame of a person. You don't see the feet, you don't see the hands normally. And the body language is very important. If you feel like I like the person, or I have difficulties, because co-producing is definitely, it's about the film, it's about the project, it's about money, but it's a lot about trust, and you have to fight to get. It's like dancing a tango, and you have to do something together, which you are planning to do, but still we all know it's not that easy, and end of the day you need to make sure that you have to have fight. Which is other that you have, like, you have the still the spirit and the mood, and the chemistry is right to drink a beer afterwards and to say, okay, it was a process, and now we found a solution, and now we're having a beer. And this is something which is more difficult to find out whether you would like to have a beer with somebody or not. I would say, like, at the very moment, everybody goes, yes, of course, because we are all daring to get really to be back in physical meetings on the one hand side, but on the other hand side, you really don't know if it would work out if you meet the person in, if you meet a partner in person, if it really, the impression you got on screen, if this is really like the real impression you get if you meet a producer in real life.
And one thing we've talked about, is that it's just as important for producers to get together and talk about the nitty-gritty of film production activities as much as it is important for producers to talk and find out whether they can actually work with each other and get along in order to possibly engage in co-production activities and opportunities of projects together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this is a big challenge. But for the rest, I have to say, we are so happy because producers are those people who are working with difficulties whatever they're going to do. If you're a producer, you have to find answer on problems, because if you're on a set and let's say one of the lead actresses is ill, or there's some technical issues, the weather is not right, you have to find answers in a way which is so quick and so demanding. So we learned that producers, for them, it was not that difficult to scope with the problems moving events online, and therefore it was a very good experience already last year and this year again, that they're very open and very dedicated to participate in an online program.
There is something obviously useful in including and integrating technical and digital ways, right? I mean, it probably helps also when it comes to a very international project like this one.
It really helps because you get experts on board, you get people on board with a mouse click, so to say. It still sounds like stupid, but it's a little bit, sometimes you just have to do it. You just have to move on. And this is definitely something we have experience and will keep, even though if we're moving back to a physical event in the future, we'll definitely have some online or hybrid elements helping to get people on board. And it also comes with the requirements to be more environmentally friendly, not to fly an expert from around the globe to join a session for 1.5 hours. But you can invite them on a video conference in a conference room. It's working pretty well. And this is something we learned. And this will really help to improve and even to be more environmental friendly as we had been in the past.
So, reminding our listeners that this year's edition of the EFP Producers on the Move will take place from the 17th to the 21st of May. I would love for you to kind of share with us what the program looks like. I've looked at the program and I see a lot of interesting talks, panel discussions and different events, but would you be able to tell us a little bit about what the program looks like and how it will be structured?
So we have two parts of the program. Producers on the Move is, first of all, it's a networking event for the producers, for the 20 producers. So we have in the morning hours, we have programming foreseen for the 20 to meet. Among these other, they have one-on-one speed meetings. They're going to meet some sales agents to introduce their projects, their upcoming projects for the sales. They have meetings with Eurimage to learn a little bit about how they can put an international co-production being eligible for Eurimage funding for the pan-European funding scheme. We also have a session where they will be introduced by EFP member organizations, so the National Film Institutes, who picked the producer from their country to become a producer on the move, which I think is also very interesting to learn why, let's say, France selected the producer from France to be the producer on the move, to represent France in a way, and why he is in the very moment of interesting person to talk to and to get to know to, and vice versa, to meet the producer from Bulgaria. So this is a session, I think, which is also very interesting, but this is all closed shop, so to say, for the 20 producers and organizations or people being associated to the events. But we have four public events. So we have public talks where we invite experts to share a little bit the questions which are obvious today for international producers, for international co-productions. So it comes like, how do you work with a diversity rider as a producer? Many funds start to have diversity riders, or you get extra points you awarded if you have fulfilled environmental questions. What are the sales doing? Because festivals are not happening in a way they happened before, at least the past year. So if a film did not receive a festival premiere, how could you market a film? How can you sell a film to distributors? Where do distributors see films? Do they need to have a festival? Would a distributor take on films which had not been premiered, let's say, in Berlin? This is a question we are discussing with sales. And last but not least, we are introducing co-production markets, the big four co-production markets. What kind of projects are they looking for? If you are interested in finding a suitable market for your project, what is Berlin, Sarajevo, Tallinn, and Rotterdam? What are they looking for? These are the public panels, the public talks. And the last session we are having on Friday is Meet the Producers on the Move, because we also felt like we have great producers and we are working a lot together. And end of the day, it's just like everything is like on file. It's on the website. But is there any chance to really meet the group? And this is what we are doing on Friday.
Well, that all sounds great. Yo, I know that we're recording this interview a few days before the actual beginning of Producers on the Move. So thank you very much for joining us and taking the time and talking with us about it. We'll be keeping an eye on what will be happening this year and Producers on the Move, but also with other initiatives that European Film Promotion has going on. I know that you guys have a lot going on throughout the year, so we'll be keeping an eye on that space. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. That's
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.